My dad loved comforting people with God's word and had a special gift sharing his messages in a way that people can understand and apply to their lives. In Dad's message, Angels, God's Secret Agents, he speaks to God's angels watching over us and helping us all.
I'm Pastor Salem. Want to welcome you to the Christian Worship Hour. And we're happy when the weekends come around because we're all getting together and we're worshiping the Lord together. And today we're going to be talking about the angels and how the angels carry us to heaven. Did you ever hear that? It's in the Bible. And so just call your friends, tell them, hey, this old man out here, he's out preaching here. He's going to tell us about angels carrying us into heaven. Where did he get that? So you just give them a ring. And then next week, the following next week, we're going to have a very special service because it's the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. And all over the world, they're praying for the persecuted church. And we pray every week. Every week we pray for a different place. And so I'm going to preach a whole sermon on the persecuted church next Sunday. Next weekend, tell your friends to tune us in. Well, before I preach, I want to read some of these letters. We get so many wonderful letters, I just have to share them with you. Here's one from Independence, Missouri. Please send me two, Heart of a Shepherd. I'd like to send one to a friend and one to my church. I have one. I love to watch it. It brings back so many memories of one when I was a child. We lived on a farm. We shared crops for the rent. My family was dirt poor. I have some good memories. We all went to church. Sometimes in the summer, we'd go barefooted. We had all, we had no pair of shoes. And so that's the way we lived. I'm a child of the Depression. And there were some years we didn't have shoes during the summer. We always got shoes in the fall when we started school. But the thing I want to point about here, the Heart of a Shepherd. And we're just urging you to take this and show it to your friends and give it to your friends and give it to your children and get it out to everybody. And we send it on a free will offering basis. And I'm going to give you the address at the close of the service. Free will offering basis. And so you just send us a gift, and we'll send you send us a gift. And if you don't have any money, you just write to us, and somebody else will send a gift, and we'll send it to you. And it's a wonderful, wonderful picture, and it's just a retail value of $10, and we'll send it to you for a free will offering basis. How can you beat that? Well, let's see. Here's a letter from Langford, South Dakota. Thanks for being a great shepherd. Many people, including myself, needed to be herded back towards God. We all stray daily, but we love our remaining because we love our all. Remember, I all have to see all sin. Also, your message that even pastors or yourself is not perfect and we sin. That's true as the day is long. My sin is judgment on others, even though I might seem minor, is still judging. Thanks for doing the great movie. A part-time herder of cattle, love and blessings to you. Well, I just want to say about this part-time herder of cattle. You know, you should get sheep. The sheep are so nice, and they're so gentle, and they're so fluffy, and they're so white, and they got such nice eyes, and they just need somebody to help them. And besides that, they are dumb. They are dumb, dumb. And I don't write and tell me that you had a smart sheep. You maybe had a bottle-fed sheep that hung around the house. But when I'm talking about real sheep, they are dumb. But and so you know what God said? He said, all we like sheep have gone astray. Why didn't he say horses or cattle or something else? No, sheep. Because if sheep gets lost, he'll never find his way back. So that's our business of bringing people back. And you use this film, and it can talk to lives and hearts. Here is one, West Des Moines, Iowa. We love you, loved your movie. We both cried. Can we get seven more? God bless you all. Well, I tell you, this movie is about a 10-year-old boy accepted Jesus and how and his life and the depression and the loss of the farm and some other things. But it's all real. It's nothing made up at all. Just a plain story of a person's life. Now that 10-year-old boy is 97 years old, and he's preaching the glorious gospel, the most wonderful news in all the world. And I'm so that you come to Jesus like I did. He wants you to come. Now you can get this film. It was free and postpaid, so you be sure to write to us I'll give the address in just a minute. One more I want to have to share this to you. Marceline in Missouri. I lost my husband, Ray, in November last year. He was in bed for so long, but we always watched the Christian Worship Hour. He accepted Jesus through your services. And when he was so bad, he tried to tell us that he had Jesus in his heart. Really was so much easier to go through knowing he had accepted Jesus into his heart. Your prayers and your gifts made that possible. We preached the gospel and we couldn't get off base. We couldn't get it beyond the walls of this studio unless we had people to help us. And so you need to pray about helping us. And I'll talk about that at the close of the service. But maybe God laid on your heart and give us a help. But we rejoice. Here he is. He's in bed, accepts Jesus, went to heaven. Now the angels. Have to talk about the angels. I love to talk about the angels. And here were their kind of God's secret agents. And they talk about these wonderful angels. Well, angels are near us. That's the point number one. Angels are near us. The angels of God are always close to the child of God. God watches over us through his trusty angels. Christians are never alone, never alone. We have the Holy Spirit within us. He will never leave us. We have the angels of God about us. They will never desert us. Right now, there are angels by your side. Maybe you're in a nursing home. Maybe you're a trucker moving across America. Maybe the angels, maybe you're somewhere else. Maybe at the jungle, maybe in the desert. I don't know where this message is going. But I can tell you this. If you accepted Jesus as your Savior, the angels are with you, watching over you. Now, most of the time, angels are invisible. You do not see them nor feel them. But that does not mean they are not present. Now take, for instance, this is demonstrated in the Bible. And by the way, anything we know and anything we say about angels comes out of the Bible, not out of some fancy book or anything. It's all the Bible is the only source for angels. Mark it down. And in 2 Kings chapter 6, prophet Elisha's servant sees the hills and the village filled with Syrian soldiers. And the servant is terrified. He's petrified. He'd run away, but he can't make it. He's just so scared to death because everywhere he looks, the Syrian soldiers and all the military surrounding the whole city. Elisha calmly tells a quivering servant. He says, "Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them." Elisha prays that God will open the servant's eyes. And so we read, "The Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around." The chariots of fire were the angels of God. They were there too. He could see the enemy, but he couldn't see the angels. And there were more of them than there is of the enemy. And when you read the story, there was a tremendous victory over the Syrian forces, and they were put to rout and decimated. The point of it is this. There were more multitudes of angels there aware that morning. They were all there. Elijah, prophet, could see them, but the prophet's servant couldn't see them. And when his eyes were opened, "Oh, Lord, open his eyes," see, he could see them. You know, we pray, "Oh, God, if God would open your eyes, you would see the angels. They're there. You're a child of God. You're surrounded with the angels." But while the angels are invisible, sometimes they are visible. And so we look to the Bible. Look at, for instance, where the angels come and they appear as men. And take the story of Gideon. He didn't recognize the angel who came to him on the threshing floor. He thought he was only a man, Judges chapter 6. Samson's mother, when approached by an angel, said, "A man of God came to me." She told her husband. And then she added, "He looked like an angel of God. Very awesome," Judges 13. When the angels came to rescue Lot, They appeared only as men, but they were there, and they helped to take them out of that city that was condemned because of their terrible sin. They were men, but they were angels appearing as men. And while Abraham was sitting at the entrance of his tent at the heat of the day in Genesis 18, Abraham looked up and saw three men standing nearby. They proved to be angels from God. And remember the great admonition in the New Testament, Hebrews 13:2. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some people have entertained angels without knowing it. Jacob wrestled with an angel in Genesis 32, but it was like a man, but it was an angel. Daniel gives a detailed description of an angel he met on the riverbank in Daniel chapter 10. And the angel at the tomb rolled away the stone, didn't he? And 40 days later, two angels described as two men dressed in white, Acts 1 verse 10, assured the disciples that Jesus would come again and he would help them and he would be with them. And that shows how kind Jesus is. You see, here he is, and he has his disciples with him, and he tells them, now I'm going back to my Father. I'll send the Holy Spirit, but I'm going back to my Father. And he ascended bodily into heaven. And then what does he do when he gets to heaven? He says to them, to two angels, you go down and you tell those people. You tell them that I'm all right and I'm with them and I'm watching over them and I'll come again. This same Jesus. Some of them talk about he'd come in the spirit, he'd come in the flesh, his glorified flesh, his incorruptible flesh. And we'll have the same thing when we're raised after the death. And so it just shows how God cares for his people. Sometimes angels appear in dreams when God wanted to guide Joseph in his relationship with Mary. And here she is. She's pregnant. And engaged to be married. And Joseph did. He knew one thing for sure. He knew he wasn't the father of that child. And he doesn't know what to do. And the whole village is talking with the old gossips talk. I just feel so sorry for Mary and Joseph because they were totally misunderstood. The gossips didn't understand and they didn't have the facts. But they're always the big mouths. They don't know what they're talking about. They're just hurting people. The angel comes to Joseph and doesn't know what to do. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, man, take Mary to be your wife and don't be afraid, because that which is brought about by the power of the Holy Spirit. Again, after the wise men had left Bethlehem, we read, an angel appeared to Joseph in a dream, telling him to take the Christ child to Egypt because Herod is going to kill all of the little babies and all little children within that whole area. And an angel in the dream comes to Joseph and says, and then after Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph, telling him again to go. The angel again came to him and told him to take them to go back to Jerusalem. And then a little bit later, when Archelaus was reigning, an angel appeared to Joseph and says, take him to Nazareth. You see, they're all in these dreams and these visions in some way, but they're all the angels. So sometimes they're visible, sometimes they're invisible, but they are there, period. Now angels watch over. So angels watch over, and they watch over us. They watch over all of God's people. They watch over all of those dear people in the persecuted church, going to talk and pray for them. And every service we have, we pray for the persecuted church. Next week, we're going to preach a sermon about the persecuted church. And he's with those angels. If they could just see those angels, they are there helping them and taking them through the hard times and the time of suffering. For instance, when we accept the Lord, our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. When we accept the Lord, the Holy Spirit enters into our heart to give us guidance and direction. When we accept the Lord, a host of invisible angels came. They are there to watch over us. They are there to help us along the way. They are there to keep us from the evil one, Satan. And we can thank that God for that, because the devil would destroy that Christian in a second if he could. He goes about as a roaring lion, and he would destroy every believer on the face of the earth. but the angels hold him back, and he can't do it because more powerful God is more powerful than the devil will ever think of being. Let me caution you, though, at this point, I want to make it clear. This doesn't mean because the angels are with us that we won't have troubles in life. We're going to have troubles in this life. We're going to have temptations in this life. We're going to have suffering in this life. We're going to have sickness in this life. And remember that Jesus told us in John 16, verse 33, in this world you're going to have tribulation. That doesn't mean the angels aren't there. They can't help us. But it means in the providence of God, those things are to do it. Because never forget this. Don't forget it for a minute. God allows these things to happen. God permits these things to happen. Oh, yes. Maybe God sends some of them and puts us in the fire to make us pure and clean. And that's what we want. We want to be like Jesus. Look at the Bible. When God was about to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, he sent his angels to warn Lot and his daughters. The angel led them to safety. When Daniel was in the lion's den, he was protected. And he testifies, my God hath sent his angel and shut the lion's mouths. When Peter was in prison, an angel came to deliver him. When the apostles were cast into the prison, we read the angel of Acts 5. The angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth. David knew all about the angels, and he writes in Psalm 34, the angel of the Lord encamped about me, about them that fear him, and delivereth them. But everything that comes into a Christian's life is there for a purpose. It's there for a reason. And we know that because we're told that all things work together for good to those who love the Lord. All things include the hard things, the bad things and the good things, the hard things, the easy things, the adversity and prosperity, in sickness and in health and death and in life. There's a reason for these purposes that God is bringing them, allowing them to happen. And out of the hard things, he brings the good. And only God can do that. Trust him. Maybe some of you right now are having a tough time. You're at your wit's end. Just trust Jesus. If you have asked Jesus in your heart, he's there and he'll never leave you. He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. And you just trust Jesus and he'll see you through. And in Psalm 91, verse 15, remember the word of the psalmist. He said, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. I'll be with him in trouble. In the good times, but in trouble, he says, I will deliver him and honor him. Now look at that for a minute. God does not say he'll keep us out of trouble. He says, I'll help them while they're in trouble. And maybe he'll take the trouble away and maybe he won't. He didn't take Paul's thorn in the flesh, but he gave himself wholly to the Lord, walking with the Lord. So the angels are our guardians and they watch over us and they help us. And I was just thinking, too, that angels, it's interesting that angels do not marry. And so the angels don't have children, but they're intensely interested in babies and children. And remember what Jesus told us concerning the little children in heaven? Matthew 18, 10. Their angels do always behold the face of my Father, which is in heaven. All those little aborted babies, the angels are watching over them, and they're safe. And this wonderful God, he never leaves us or forsakes us, and he'll carry us through. You can count on it. Yes, indeed, angels are there for watching over us. And all of us can think of times we have what we call close calls, and we had something happen. We almost have happened to us, and we saw, and later on we said, boy, I had a close call, but God watched over us. But this is what I want to tell you too. Angels can carry us to heaven. So the angels of God watch over us all of our days. And when we come to the end of life, and what is that? What is death? Well, death is separation. That's what the Greek word means, thanatos, separation. It's the separation of the spirit and the soul from the body. And as James says, the body without the spirit is dead. So when we die, our spirit and soul leaves our body. So we know what happens to the body. It returns to the dust. But what happens to the spirit and the soul? Well, when we When we die, the angels come to carry us and to help us. Look at them. They watch over us all the days of our life. The minute I accepted Jesus 10 years old, the angels were watching over me. Oh, God, I can't imagine it, but I can see times I just don't know how I ever lived through it, and it was there. And so just they watch over us, and they watch us all the way through life. And when we come to the end of life, they carry us to heaven. Remember the story of the rich man and Lazarus? Lazarus died. And we read that he was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. Abraham's bosom was the place of bliss in the paradise in the heart of the earth. When Jesus died and rose from the dead, he took all of those believers in the heart of the earth and took them into heaven. And when we die now, the angels carry us straight to heaven, not the heart of the earth. But how do we get there? I had a friend, he always used to say, and then he said, well, I'm all ready to go to heaven and I'm all packed. I'm waiting for transportation. Well, how do they get there? The angels carry them. He was carried by the angels. Think of that. The moment we die, the angels are there waiting to carry us to heaven. It doesn't say escort it. He says it carries us. And think of poor old Lazarus sitting out the rich man's gate. And he's eating what little crumbs he can eat. And he's sick unto death, almost to die. And the dogs, they come and they lick his sores. And maybe it was good or maybe it was bad. I don't know, but he couldn't do anything about it. And then this man, he's tormented and he's in misery. And all of a sudden, there's a touch on his shoulder. And God is saying, you can come and be with me. And he takes them, and the angel opened the gate and took them to that glorious and beautiful angels, all standing there already. And they take him and they carry him in their arms. They carry him from this earth into the presence of God our Father, of the Lord Jesus Christ. What a wonderful, wonderful Savior. That's the prospect we have, dear friends, that God is going to come and get us. You know, like the old Negroes had a spiritual, and the spiritual went, swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. I looked over Jordan, and what did I see? Coming for to carry me home. A band of angels coming after me. Coming for to carry me home. That's exactly right. A whole band of angels, maybe 100, maybe 1,000, I don't know. And so if you're downhearted today, and if you're weary, and if you have and you're tired of life, and you feel like giving up, and your best friend has turned against you, and you lost a loved one, and you're going through a divorce, I don't know what it is. You cheer up. Because the sunny days are coming, the angels are there, and at their own bidden time, they'll come and carry you to that mansion, and God will have it all prepared. It'll just have your name on it. Wonderful Savior. And so I wonder, friends, well, the angel's going to come for you, or are you going to be like the rich man? He was just buried, that's all, and went into that place of torment. He's been there 2,000 years now. Do you know Jesus? You can have Jesus if you want him. And you just simply do this. Dear Jesus, I can't go to heaven with my sin. There's not going to be one speck of sin. So Jesus, please take away my sin. Wash it away in the blood of the Lamb. But don't get all of that. Just say, dear Jesus, please come into my heart. Take away my sin. And I'll follow you the best I can. You turn from your sins. And thank you, Jesus. And if you said that, your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You have eternal life, and the Holy Spirit is there to help you and guide and direct you. And he'll never leave you, and Jesus will never leave you, and those angels will always be there. You pray that prayer, and if you pray that prayer, you write to us, Christian Worship Hour, Box 2002, Aberdeen, South Dakota, 57402. We'll send you some literature. Or you can get us on the website, Christian Worship Hour, and you can read us there and get a lot of information there. And then we need to have you tell you that we need to have your help. We have, you know, James says you have not because you ask not. And so we have to have, if you think this is something that God wants, If you think this is a ministry of the Lord, then you need to help us. And you just ask God what you want me to do, how much you want me to give. And then you send it. And all you shortwave people, I know many of you can't buy a stamp. But if some of you can, it's a Christian Worship Hour. Box 2002, Aberdeen, South Dakota, 57402. And if you'd like to have that film, Heart of the Shepherd, use your Heart of a Shepherd. You write to us. And if you don't have any money, you'll write, and we'll send you one anyway. You just need to have it. If we do that, you say, how can you afford that? I'll tell you how we can afford it. There'll be some people that'll write in and say, we already have our picture, but we want to help somebody else. Here's a gift. And if people don't have money, you help them. So now we're going to pray for you. And we're going to pray for the persecuted church in Bahrain. And next Sunday, we'll preach about it. Dear Jesus, thank you for the multitudes that opened their heart to you. Now we pray you'll bless them. And Lord, bless those on beds of sickness. And bless those who are worried and those who are lonely and those just tired and all tired. Nobody comes to see them. Be with the young people. Oh, God, they face so many trials and temptations. He give them guidance and direction and help them to listen. And bless the children. The little children can come. And we'll give you all the praise in Jesus' name. God bless you. Amen. And so now you write to us and get your word to us to Box 2002, Aberdeen, South Dakota. If you want our Bible study, we have a little Bible study. And this month, it's Paul's Be Thankful list. The things that Paul was thankful for. What are you thankful for? Or what is he thankful for? And we'll send it free and postpaid. It's the new song. You write to the new song. And don't be afraid to send your gift because we're underwritten. We're a member of the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability. Now, before we leave, I want to tell you this. God loves you. I don't care how much your sin is. He loves you. And he wants you to come to him. You come to him. And I want you to know that the Christian Worship Hour loves you. We pray for you all the time. And I love you. I just wish that I could do a better job in preaching. But I can do a good job because I use the Bible. Listen to the Bible. That's the only thing what God has to say. That's all that counts, that wonderful word of God. And you get your Bible and read it. Start out with the Gospel of John. I love the Gospel of John, that the whole Bible is wonderful. And then pray for the persecuted church. And next Sunday, next weekend, we're going to pray about it, the persecuted church. So, God bless you. God bless you, everyone.
My dad loved to preach because he got to tell people of the saving grace of Jesus Christ. If you would like to learn more about having a relationship with Jesus and grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, click the encouragement link on our website at cwh.org. You may also stream more programs, subscribe to our monthly newsletter, and view Pastor Salem's devotions and answers. We would be most grateful if you would pray for this ministry and help us financially to continue proclaiming the gospel. God bless you.